Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
That was Sean Kingston and Beautiful Girls, which was from 2007. Because tonight, it's part 8 of Radio 1's Story of the Noughties.
Covering 2008.
Yeah. No. Now, I think I may have been responsible for that record at the time being as big as it was, because I heard it when I was in America and kind of brought a copy back with me and started playing it a lot. People do claim that it was me. A bit like the bloke who started off swine flu.
Right.
Not really my fault, but...
I haven't heard a lot of people claim that you're responsible for that.
No?
No. Whenever anybody asks me about you, they don't. They say,
he's the one that bought Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston over. I just like to say sorry, that's all. It's 4:08. Coming up, Riverside, new Temper Trap song, and Pixie Lott. Got a brand new record of the week, and after 4:30 this afternoon, it's a world exclusive. The first play anywhere of the debut solo single by Timmy Trendy.
Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1.
And you ought to claim responsibility for that.
I am.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So this week it is Access All Areas. Just give me a little insight into what happens here at Radio 1. Obviously you've seen Becky Cam before. That was just at Becky's desk. Now there are cameras flipping everywhere. Made any mistakes yet, Becky?
Well, I've worn really loose tights, so I keep having to pull them up in a very ladylike way.
Hi, boys.
And
what do you mean, really loose tights?
Well, you know, the bit between just kind of falls down between your knees sometimes if
no
you
idea.
Buy the wrong size.
I've no idea. Okay.
Like tights your mum used to get you when you were a kid, made of wool, and they'd always fall down.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
No, I've never had that problem.
So anyway, I've been pulling them up, and every time I go to pull them up, people shout "camera" at me. So I have to go and do it subtly somewhere else.
Also, there was a good text that came in a minute ago about you adjusting your top.
Yeah.
You can see us online now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's Access All Areas.
Where are the cameras?
You want to be on?
There's one
no,
right there.
Want to be on.
There's one now in your face.
Yeah, I can see that.
Webcams.
Oh, they on, are they?
Yeah, they're really on. Yeah, okay. Everyone can see us. You know that old saying, I don't mind what they do behind closed doors as long as they don't shove it down my throat. Well...
No, I've never heard that one.
We are shoving it down your throat all this week on Radio 1.
Oh, right.
With Access All Areas. Go online and have a look.
Do people want it shoved down their throat, do you think?
Hmm?
Do people want it shoved down their throat?
I haven't really got much choice, have they?
Oh, right, okay.
So there's cameras everywhere, and also...
You're very masterful today.
Also, I'm a bit worried, because on Thursday, you'll be able to hear what happens when the music is on this show. We're doing a trial run today. It's not going as well as we thought it would at the moment.
No.
And we're definitely not playing Riverside on Thursday.
Well, not with what you
just
sing,
just in case
no.
we sing along. So, yeah, you'll be able to hear everything we say during the record on Thursday. I think it's a terrible idea.
I might throw a sickie.
Are you not coming in?
Wow.
Do you know what the worst bit is?
Swearing?
It's the day after the Radio 1 Christmas party, so we're all going to be...
How is it?
We'll be fine.
Like, tired and emotional and giving out all the gossip to each other, and we're not going to be able to do that.
Why can't you?
You can, just everyone
will hear it.
Well, that's fine. Tough.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, at this time of year, there's normally some kind of big camp anthem perfect for lassoing to. A bit like that Star Pilots record and Mech. Remember?
Yeah. Is it normally at this time of year or is it every
often.
Week?
No, we haven't had one for ages.
No, we haven't.
Normally they're from Denmark. Now, this lot are as well. This would have been such a good one for you to do on Celebrity Pants Off Dance Off.
Right. Right.
But now the cameras are in here, maybe you could give it a go.
I think you can whistle.
Whistle, did you say?
Yeah.
Imagine no one's watching. You're on your own, in front of your mirror, at home. Just forget the cameras are there.
Yeah, it's impossible. I thought you were going to do Pants Off Dance Off, didn't you? It's not me that's doing it. You agreed to
You've
do it. You
it.
Agreed to do it on air.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, I don't think you're going to be able to stop yourself from removing your trousers when you hear this track. It's Private.
Wait, hang on. When have I don't remove my trousers to lasso.
It's Private. We've
Why are you shrugging at me, Becky? As if you know something.
Playing it for ages on Floor Fillers. This is Private, My Secret Lover. We love it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
You know voiceover man?
Yeah.
Off of Rudyard. I love him, but I know he's been on a lot of TV shows for a long time, but in this past week, he's been on absolutely everything. Have you noticed?
No.
I mean, everything.
What's he been on then?
Well, he was going. I think he was going a bit mad on X Factor last night.
Last night!
Welcome to the live X Factor semi-final.
They battled for a place in the final.
Now that's just weird. Is he being paid by the word?
They
100 quid.
Battled
200 quid. He's on everything. Listen.
A massive exclusive. Janet Jackson. It's time.
2 days is not late.
No.
To face.
Joe can't not be in the fame. He's the best.
The music.
I genuinely want both of them in the final. The idea one of them's going to go is not good.
I'm going mad! And then he's all over E4.
These boys have got brains the size of Brentford.
This cereal has lost all its molecular integrity.
They're so clever, they make Carol Vorderman look like a total div.
I know what I might do. I might put on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Surely
right,
he won't
okay.
be on there.
Welcome to Nevermind the Buzzcocks. And here's your host, Dermot O'Leary.
Wow, who'd have thought it?
So, round one, and we begin with...
Guess who?
How terrific is that?
Oh, God. Surely he won't be on Paul O'Grady.
Tonight, Westlife, Anthony Cotton, and Hedgehogs with Nick Baker.
He will say anything.
Hey, that sounds like a show, doesn't it?
That's
Anthony Cotton and Hedgehogs with
Tonight,
Nick Baker.
Westlife.
Well, Westlife.
Anthony Cotton. And Hedgehogs with Nick Baker.
What a lineup.
I tell you what, the guest booker deserves a bonus for that show.
I might put E4 back on.
These boys have got brains the size of Brentford.
This cereal has lost all its molecular integrity.
They're so clever, they make Carol Vorderman look like a total div.
Love it, he's on everything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I can tell you that absolutely everybody has been wanting this as a world exclusive, but we've got it. Jo Wiley was so annoyed when she found out. Annie Maxman wanted to play it for weeks. But because we are the trendiest show on Radio 1... what? Don't laugh, everyone says it, don't they? Scott Mills equals trendy.
Loose fitting tights are really in this
winter. We were going to try and get Timmy Trendy to actually come in and do an interview ahead of playing his new track. But he's actually doing a fashion show in Leipzig. Today.
Is he?
Yeah, he's working on the new collection by Michael Greco.
Oh, right.
So that's why he can't be here, but he sends his love and says, hope you like the track, darling.
I'd imagine that's going to be quite stylish.
Yeah. My personal favourite bit of the song is the chorus. Just listen how brilliantly it's sung.
Thank you, Simon Cowell.
Let's just play it. Here it is, the world exclusive, everyone's favourite fashionista to the stars. It's Timmy Trendy with Bang on Trend.
Fabulous! You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
It's Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling. I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for.
Timmy Trendy, Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for. Cause he
slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Celebrities all recommend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Trendy.
Hello, and thank you for calling Timmy Trendy.
Hi, Timmy, it's Gok Wan here. Listen, babe.
Gok, darling, haven't seen you since Close Show Live. Sorry I had to dash, was running to Milano to steal Jenny Faulkner. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm a fashion icon. I've got nothing to wear. I'm gutted. Help me.
Darling, this season is all about leather panel jumpers and transparent jumpers.
Gorgeous, fabulous.
Listen to Timmy, darling, and you'll be bang on trend.
Thank you very much.
Now, cock off, darling. I'm making a hit record.
The bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for.
Slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
The bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
See you in the charts, darling.
The bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on.
Fabulous!
The bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Watch out, Will Young, Timmy's the new king of pop.
The bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Oh, I'm getting good at this.
Cause he's so bang on
trend.
And there it is, the first play anywhere in the world of Bang on Trend by Timmy Trendy.
Oh, dear.
Let us know what you think on the text, 81199. Anna in Cumbria loves it. Bart from Hull says, please, this needs to be number one. Don't think that's going to happen. Katie in Northampton, I love it. Trendy rules, says Amy in Bicester. Wow, how catchy is that, says Whitney in Cumbria.
Very, because I had a
you've been humming it.
I had a sneak preview on Friday, and I was humming it all weekend.
Radio 1 podcast.
It's Access All Areas here at Radio 1 this week. You can see everything, what's happening here now in the studio and all around the building at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just a little insight into what happens daily here at Radio 1 Towers. Someone wants some of what you're eating. Becky, what is that?
Just some rice cakes and Vegemite. Mm. It's because you've got a massive tub of Yum Yum.
Which I haven't touched.
I'm trying not to.
Haven't you?
So.
No.
Not on camera.
maybe one. Go and have a look. We're there now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's cameras in the lift and everywhere. And then on.
Are there?
Yeah, they're, just to warn you.
Are the cameras in the loos down here?
I don't think in the loo.
Well,
no.
I never know. I have no idea where they've put them.
Oh, you didn't take the Daily Star in there, did
no,
you?
No, I haven't been to Lee yet. I was just planning to go in a minute.
All right, okay. Well, good that you know there's no cameras in there.
There is, that's a relief.
And on Thursday, you'll be able to hear what happens during the records on this show. Very unwise. I've got so many texts and emails about this today. Have you seen a lot of them? About getting Rage Against the Machine to Christmas number one?
Yeah.
Not X Factor. Just to annoy Simon Cowell, really. Mm. There's this huge Facebook group, and I have got all of your emails saying, please support us.
And text.
Thing is, there's no point buying it now, because until Christmas week, there's no point in buying it, because like what will happen is everyone will go and get it now, then it'll probably get to like number 19 or something,
yeah,
and then the week after everyone will be bored of the campaign and it'll just fall down the charts and it'll be like, you know,
don't peak too soon.
Don't
peak,
yeah,
is kind of what you're saying.
If you are a fan of Rage Against the Machine and want it to be number one instead of X Factor song, wait, don't get it yet.
No point getting excited about it.
And then if you wait, maybe it will be Rage Against the Machine at number one. Can you imagine that? Oh, because I'm announcing the Christmas charts. I'm doing the charts.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And number one, it's Rage Against the Machine as Christmas number one. And number two, it's Joe McElderry, or whoever wins.
Why would you know?
Oh, my God. I'm not Christmas number one. Oh, my God, I've missed out to Rage Against the Machine. Oh, my God. Killing the name off one of my favourite tracks.
That wasn't Joe, was it?
No. Yeah, so, I mean, just wait is my advice.
Although, you see, there's a text here that says, oh, there are 350,000 people in the Facebook group.
And how many people watch X Factor?
16 million. Is it not... Are they not fighting a losing battle?
A lot of people very passionate about this campaign.
I know they are. I've just thrown it out there.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, my God, I'm on time for What's Occurring. Right, let's do it.
Oh, What's Occurring?
play along, please, and send me your scores to 81199. Oh, what's the current starts now?
Oh, what's the current?
This is the first Oh, What's Caring you'll actually be able to see as well. If you look online, it's very exciting. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Delia, off of Cooking, off the TV?
Yeah.
She's still on, isn't she, after all these years?
She is.
Yeah.
She takes breaks every now and then, doesn't she? And then...
Yeah. Mm. The one that doesn't speak was quite freaked out the other day. He had the Food Network on. He often watches the Food Network. And Delia was just on. She sounded exactly the same, but then he looked up and realised it was, like, from 1972 or something. She wasn't in widescreen. Sounded the same, looked like, well, just cooking everything with lard, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael emailed us. He was watching Delia. He loves her. He's only 15, but he just loves Delia Smith.
I made that. She just gave me very good tips.
Yeah, I made that bit up, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, it was just on. Mm. And it was Delia's Classic Christmas on BBC Two last week.
Right.
Do you think Delia likes a drink?
I have no idea, to be honest. I'm sure the odd glass of sherry.
Michael noticed that she was putting quite a bit of alcohol in the food.
Was she? Good for Delia.
My question to you on today's Oh, What's Occurring? On last week's Delia's Classic Christmas on BBC Two, how many drinks did she add to the food?
How many drinks did she add to the food?
Yeah.
12.
Blimey. Becky? I'm
trying to think what she would have made. I reckon trifle Christmas pudding and cake. She's probably six.
Six. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Delia putting some drinks in.
Don't forget to line up all the booze. It's time to begin. I happen to think sausage rolls are the ultimate canapé to serve with drinks.
This is Agnostura bitters, which people use in cocktails and things. 3 tablespoons of port. Then we're going to have 3 of brandy, 3 tablespoons of rum.
Add some simmering dry vermouth. Add the poaching liquor, a little at a time, to make a sauce.
If it seems a little tiny bit dry, you can add a spot more stout.
Add 2 to 3 tablespoons of port. Then add a good slug of red wine. And one other key ingredient, dry, soured cherries. Bring them up to simmering point in brandy.
Using Madeira or sherry, it's going to have quite a lot of booze. We're using an Italian fortified wine called Marsala wine.
Once the red currant jelly and port have melted,
it's going to have a bit of a brush with something special, which is brandy, cherry brandy.
I'm also adding Marsala wine.
All those fruits have now absorbed the alcohol. We're going to serve it with something called mascarpone rum cream, and that's what it is. It's mascarpone with rum.
It's made with whiskey liqueur custard made with sweet masala wine, Drambuie trifle. Next, we're going to combine dark stout, old-fashioned barley wine, 2 tablespoons of dark rum. Just take a toothpick, make holes, and then spoon brandy into them. Draw up your chair near the blazing fire, fill your glass, and serve with your favourite Christmas tipple.
Wow. I think she does like a drink, yeah.
That's the impression that you get, isn't it?
Yeah. 26 drinks, Delia added.
Be absolutely battered on Christmas Day, wouldn't you?
I'm surprised you didn't sound more like this.
Don't forget to line up all the booze. It's time to begin.
I don't think I'd have even managed it through the sausage rolls. No. There was that much booze in it.
She does sound good. Slow down, though.
I happen to think sausage rolls are the ultimate canapé to serve with drinks.
26 drinks, so Chappers gets the point.
What's occurring?
Next one. You know the nativity play at school?
Yeah.
What part were you?
I think I got a shepherd once. And I think in one I was actually Joseph.
Were you?
Yeah.
God, I'm jealous.
Is that right? Yeah.
Get him being Joseph.
I think I was just a shepherd, but I wanted to be Mary, obviously, but that went to
everyone
the prettiest
wanted to be
one.
Joseph and Mary, yeah. I was a tree once, and
baby Jesus.
No, I had to wear tights for some reason. I can't remember why.
Now, oh, really?
Were you a king?
I wasn't a king, no.
Now it's really weird. When I go and watch like my little boy in a nativity play, because they have to, because it's all like no child can be left out, you end up having like a giraffe in a nativity play or whatever, just so every kid gets a part.
Oh, really?
Mm. You spend your whole time sitting there thinking, why on earth is there a giraffe in this stable? I don't remember that.
Right, we went out to Stupid Street and asked them the same question. What did you play in your school nativity play? What do you think the most common character was off Stupid Street?
Well, this could be anything, couldn't it, really? They could get... I think it will be one of the three wise men.
So one of the three wise men, you're saying?
It'll either be that or Myrrh.
A giraffe. Chappers,
can't believe
me a
I might have given you the answer.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here's us on Stupid Street asking, what did you play in your school nativity play?
What role did you play in your school nativity play?
Joseph. Yeah, why isn't there any room in the inn?
Was that your one line?
Yeah, basically, pretty much.
Well, I really wanted to be Mary, or maybe the baby Jesus, but no.
I think I'm over in a tree. What were you in your school nativity play?
Well, I was a girl, and all the grandparents thought I was a girl, real life, and they're just really embarrassing.
Oh, did you audition to be a girl?
I auditioned for, you know, quite a manly part, but I just didn't get it. I actually had to buy my own dresses from charity shops. My dad told everyone the story as soon as I walked in while I wanted dresses. I walked out.
When you were at school, what did you play in your school nativity play?
I played Father Christmas at my school play and had to sing a song.
Do you remember the song that you sang?
Yep. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Yes, yes, we do.
What were you in your school nativity play?
I was really into drama, but I was given the role of a zebra. And I didn't even get to talk.
Do you know what? I played a beaver, you know. But that don't mean I'm a beaver, innit? Like, I'm more than a beaver because I'm actually pursuing acting now. And I plan to be a lot more than a beaver. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were you in your school nativity play?
Aladdin. Yeah, Aladdin. Yeah, it's quite fun. Yeah, but like, I got booed off the stage.
You got booed off? Why is that?
My brother started throwing tomatoes at me.
When you're at school, if you're in a nativity play, which character did you play?
I played Superman.
Did you have to audition to be Superman?
Yeah, what I had to do was just had to go on stage and just dive off into a set of crash mats, and I managed to do that the best. Out of everyone else start auditioning, you know, audition with.
I love Superman.
I played Superman. Yeah, what I had to do was just had to go on stage and just dive off into a set of crash mats, and I managed to do that the best.
As you do in a nativity play. Superman, same.
When did Father Christmas appear in the story of the nativity? Did he own the inn?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I like this guy as well.
Oh, did you audition to be a girl?
I auditioned for, you know, quite a manly part, but I just didn't get it.
At least this bloke playing Joseph got it right.
Why isn't there any room in the inn?
That famous line from the Nativity. Why isn't there any room in the inn?
Why isn't there any room in the inn?
That bloke was adamant, wasn't he, that he could play more than a beaver?
Yeah. More than just
more
a beaver.
More versatile. Beaver, yeah.
Do you believe in Santa Claus? Yes, yes, we do.
I've never heard that in my life. Have you? What is that?
Do you believe in Santa Claus? Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah. That's weird. Okay, send me your text, please, with your scores, 81199. What was the most common answer? I completely...
Beaver.
Got.
Giraffe.
It wasn't giraffe. It wasn't in there. It was zebra was in there.
Similar.
Okay, one all today on what's occurring.
Hey! Ow!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just talking about nativity plays before Newsbeat. And a lot of people do remember that Santa Claus song from their nativity play.
Do you believe in Santa Claus? Yes, yes, we do.
Maybe I'm being pedantic here, right? But when they say, yes, yes, we do believe in Father Christmas, surely that they've not even had Christmas yet.
I don't think you're being pedantic at all. I think you're being factually correct.
What's this Christmas that you're talking about? Yeah. I have no idea. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Rick.
All right, Rick, what's going on?
Just thought I'd let you know that my son's actually in his nativity tomorrow night.
Right.
Connolly School near Skipton, and he is a piece of cheese.
A piece of cheese?
Oh, bless. Where does, exactly does the cheese come into the famous story?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with a cheeseburger theme, and he's a piece of cheese. Maybe Joseph ate a cheeseburger?
Right.
Does that mean that some other child has to play the burger and there are two other children playing slices of bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one half of the bun. Right.
And depending on how many kids needed parts, there might be a tomato and a lettuce and whatever else in there.
Quite possibly. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. What's his name? Matthew, okay. Well, tell him good luck from us for being the cheese tomorrow. What does he have to do? Just walk on and go, hello, I'm cheese, and then walk off?
Yeah, right. Haven't got many words.
You don't sound that thrilled about it.
No, it'll be good fun.
Did he come home and go, I need a cheese costume, Dad?
No, he doesn't really say much. He just said, I'm being a piece of cheese, and that's all we got out of him. He's only five.
Oh, bless. Okay. Well, tell him good luck. Love you. Podcast. Isn't Rick just misheard his son? Maybe he's Jesus, not cheese.
there's a possibility of that, isn't there?
Baby Jesus.
What? There is that best bit. Do you watch Kath and Kim Chappers?
No.
It is amazing. There is the Christmas one.
I know the one you...
Where she comes in, she's like, I said a statue of baby Jesus, not a statue of baby Jesus. And she's got like a whole pile of baby bells.
But this could ruin this little boy's, Matthew's nativity, if he is meant to be Jesus, but goes dressed as a lump of red Leicester.
Yeah.
That's going to really confuse Joseph and Mary.
It really is. I like it that cheese has been added to one of the most famous stories in the world, because everything is a bit better with some cheese.
Yeah. There's nothing that you could name that isn't better with cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know, but in this play, three wise men are going to be really annoyed that they followed the star, only to find that when they got there, it was a bit of Edam.
Oh, yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Thanks to everyone that's texting in things that are better without cheese. That was Jay Sean on Radio 1.
That's nice, isn't it?
And damn, really nice. Also, I don't know whether you noticed, but even Julian Casablancas was saying about Christmas being full of cheese.
Christmas is full of cheese.
Yeah.
Christmas is full of cheese.
See, so it must be.
So I've noticed.
Yeah. We've got John and Kel in Whitchurch, who've just texted in going, how do we listen to the closed mic talk, Scott, so we can hear what you're saying when the records are on? That's not until Thursday. It's not on today, thank God. But you will be able to hear...
You'd have been in all sorts of trouble if it was.
You will be able to hear everything we say in this studio while the records are on Thursday. Thankfully, today was, as far as I'm aware, just a trial run, and it wasn't actually going out.
I think we might need another couple of trial runs.
I think we maybe need to try it again tomorrow. Yeah. Bit scared, but it'll be fine. That's on Thursday.
And could on Wednesday. Be sued for libel over there with this? Is that,
I think you can, yeah.
Oh, good.
I know. And then on Wednesday, you'll find out exactly how all the songs that we play get onto the Radio 1 playlist.
Will I?
Yes, you will. I told you, access all areas this week. There's cameras all over the shop, in here, in the lift, upstairs, in the office. But Wednesday, we're going to try and get the new Timmy Trendy song, which we played earlier. I'd like to play it again, actually. Maybe we can do that after 6:30.
Yeah.
Going to see if we can get Bang on Trend, the Timmy Trendy song, on the Radio 1 playlist on Wednesday.
Don't you just give the people on playlist alcohol? That normally works.
The one that doesn't speak is waving money.
Oh, money,
I don't think
yeah.
they can be bribed. We'll find out on Wednesday.
BBC, you don't think they can be bribed?
I don't think so.
Do me a favour, you...
I think it's very fair.
Do you?
Yeah. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to see us. It's access all areas all week. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. A lot of people are asking if we're going to release the Timmy Trendy track. I think what we're going to do, we'll try and get it on the playlist on Wednesday, and then I think we can give you that for free. I don't think we'll even charge you like a free download if you're up for that. And then I think what we should do is try and release it, like, and have them pay for it in Europe. Germany, for example. Right. I think they would love it in Germany.
So you're going to have it as a free download everywhere, here. But unless you're living in Germany.
They wouldn't even know it was a bit rubbish. They would, right. It's the kind of thing they would love. Yeah. Not being anti-German, it's I'm just saying rubbish. That they have lower standards of musical taste.
Do you have the technical expertise to set it up that it's free to download unless you are in Germany?
I'll talk to someone about that.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise you let somebody else.
I think it's a number one hit.
Do you?
Could I just say David Hasselhoff? Hello? They love it.
Yeah.
He sold millions of albums there.
Okay. I think it's a worldwide hit, but you might have made it slightly xenophobic.
Oh. It's awesome. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.